We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I went back to the night when it was really hot and I was coming back from having drinks with Clara and I was like, oh, put on clothes, you. The whole street, Kevin's balls naked in the bed, like starfished in the bed.
But that makes it sound like I was like doing it on purpose, like some voyeur.
No, you were just wrecked, but like I could see, fully see into your room.
But that's the thing, right? There's a small gap between the end of the blind and the windowsill. Yeah. And when I used to sleep that in, like if I was awake and if I saw someone walk past or if I saw any kind of shadow, I would be
dead.
Up all night.
You would.
You would be. Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! Hey girlies.
How are we?
Girlies, we had to delay the record there for about 5 minutes because 'tis pouring out the back.
We are after turning into a weather podcast.
We are, I fear. My mam would say on a day like today, 'tis a day for ducks.
Tis a day for ducks.
But actually, we passed the pond. We were in Uber earlier, girlies. And we passed, what pond is that in Victoria Park?
And it goes, the ducks are having a scream.
The ducks are having a laugh? Is that where it comes from?
The ducks get the last laugh in the rain, lads.
If I was a duck today, I would be in my element.
The rain in London is crazy. It's flooding everywhere. Noah's having a scream. He's loading up the ark.
You know what? If we were around at the time of Noah, we never would have made it onto the boat.
I wouldn't want to be.
Why?
Smelly boats.
But then...
loads of animals all shitting and pissing everywhere. No, thank you.
If we were animals
no,
at the time of Noah...
No, I'd go for a swim. I wouldn't be going on no smelly stinky boat. For the zoo on a boat. For the zoo on the river. No.
That's what it would be. Actually, count me
in. It'd
be
disgusting.
I'd have tried my chance of swimming. You're so right.
I would
have
said, get me a fucking Lilo and let me float down.
I'd have needed goggles because you know me, I don't like swimming.
We'd get you a pair of goggles and a pair of floaties.
There's rain and then there's that.
It's disgusting.
But I feel like we were nearly wishing it upon ourselves because every day it's been lighting hot there the last few weeks. We've been crying.
I'm sure we were complaining about the heat. We're so Irish.
Yeah, we're so Irish.
We're our mother's children.
Yeah, we're the problem. Yeah, the problem.
Literally.
Anyway, girlies, last Friday we had our first night out in the tiles, first night dancing, and oh my God.
It was so much fun, right?
Oh my
and
God,
everyone
so fun.
Was like, I don't know how I'm going to act when I get in there. But you just act like it's a club. I got in there and I was like, oh my God, this is fun.
I hate still running with the duck narrative, but duck to water. I went in and I was literally like, oh, it's grand. But I'd kind of psyched it up in my head as well, being like, oh, like, this is going to be so different. I haven't done it in over a year and a half. I got in and I was, first of all, I was obviously like plastered. Like,
yeah.
I was locked.
But
I was having a scream.
I was too, and it was literally just, it felt the exact same.
It felt the exact same. It felt like, we'd just fallen into...
back into old habits.
Our old ways.
Sister Act 2 back in the habit. You know what I mean?
It was very that, and oh my God, girlies, I was hanging
That's
through my asshole.
That's the one thing. The next day, because usually, you know, because of like lockdown and stuff like this, you even if you go for drinks now, you're in bed by like 12.
That's the thing, you're in bed early.
But this started at like half 11.
We didn't get in there till midnight.
We didn't get in there until 12. So by the time we got home, it was like half two, three, four.
Oh, Dahl, I was in the lab at half four.
I came home earlier than you. Yeah, you came chicken home nuggets. Earlier.
Yeah.
I was dying, so my body didn't know what was going on.
That's the thing. And see, girlies, I stupidly had never booked the following day off work.
No.
Here was I getting into work for half nine. But you know what? If there was actually a videotape of me waking up that morning, I probably would be locked up.
Comedy. Because,
well, my Alexa alarm went off, right? And it went off, and I say it only gone off a second, and I just started roaring laughing. Because I was like, this is a joke. I was like, this is a joke.
Was it like, touch your head
funny.
Off the pillow, open your eyes kind
it
of
It felt
moment.
Like that. You know those, like, is that in a music video or something where they, like, bounce up and they're awake again? It was like that, and I was like, this can't be real. But at work, right? Obviously hanging, but it was fine.
Yeah.
But I was probably the most emotional I've been on a hangover, I want to say, to date in my life, right?
Really?
First of all, I was waiting for lunch so I could get some, like, food into me, right? So popped off my headphones to Liverpool Street. I was like, I'm going to get Leon. I was like craving gluten-free
gorgeous.
Nuggets, right? Yeah. And the waffle fries. I was like, I'll get that now for a bit of a feed, right?
Yeah, stunning.
Anyway, AirPods in, got there. And then I went to sit down after I'd ordered and I opened up my AirPod case again. There was only one AirPod in there. Me up in a heap like, no. This. And I was like, I knew this was going to happen. I just knew it in my head when I was leaving and I took the AirPods. It was like a last minute decision to take them.
Oh, you,
like,
left one at home.
Well, I thought I'd left one in the gym maybe. And then I rang the fellow I was working with. I was like, is one of my AirPods around there? And he was like, no, nowhere to be seen. Anyway, I ran back to one in Leon. I was like, is there an AirPod here or whatever? She's like, no. I was like, oh God. And I was allergic, right? Anyway, got back to work after I had my food. I was in bits and I was like, is there literally no sign of it? And he goes, no. And he's like, is that the only one you have? The one in your ear? No, there was one in my case and I had one in my ear the whole time, right? Me searching high and low all around London Liverpool Street for my AirPod inside in the ear the whole time.
No.
Inside my ear. I think your one was skitting at me inside in the gaff. Like, she definitely knew, right?
I'm dead.
Then I brought up, did you watch the opening ceremony of the Olympics? When
no.
they were all entering the stadium in Japan.
I did not.
Anyway, so there's a clip and everyone was kind of talking about it because when the Irish athletes entered in...
Oh, you now, sent that to me.
But they're the best ever. So they all bowed, right, out of respect, like, because it's like a commonplace, like, practice inspired to their culture. Like, in Japan, you would always bow, like, for a lot of things, like, to apologise, like, as a
greeting.
They love
bowing,
right? Anyway, next thing. Me watching the video, right? Just thinking it was just the Irish athletes going into the thing. I haven't watched one bit of the Olympics. There's only bit I watched, right? And then they bowed, right? Bawling, crying.
Why were you crying at that?
Bawling, crying. I just thought, I'm actually getting a bit emotional again. I was just like, first of all, here ye are. It's just the fact that Ireland's like setting the precedent. No one else did it.
Oh, no one else bowed.
No, none of the other countries doing it.
Oh, well, so, no. Crying with pride at that.
And then there was people on Twitter, like, who were writing, like, there was, like, Japanese people who were like, oh my God, like, this meant so much. Like, we're so in love with the Irish athletes because of this. And you know what? I was just like, this is just so... It was beautiful.
You were crying with pride. You were a proud mammy.
No, also just cathartic, like,
oh,
from
you just
the hangover.
Needed to cry
I just needed
as well.
To cry, and I was
yeah.
like, it was... The perfect thing to set me off. I was in bits.
Stunning.
Have you been following any of the Olympic bits?
Only on TikTok, you know me.
You know you.
I like them when they let their hair down. And sorry, lads. It's just so fun to watch the Olympians on TikTok. Because, like, they're way more relatable.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, you might be really good at this one specific sport, but you can't lip sync to a song. And it just makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah, you can flip
across the gaff and you can be unreal, but you can dance to Megan Thee Stallion.
But all the lads are
They're all gorgeous.
They're all physically gorgeous.
And you see that whole thing about, like, they were like, oh, the beds are made out of cardboard in the Olympic Village so that they can't have sex. And then there's this ride of a fella jumping on top of me and, like, look,
Irish
I can ride whoever I want.
Like, I've never had any ambition to, like, pursue a sport like that. And I admire those athletes so much that
they
literally
so
dedicate
good.
Their lives to it, right? Yeah. But seeing how hot the athletes are, I'm like, I'm missing out by not being good at sport and being in the Olympics and riding all around.
And apparently in the Olympic Village, they're all hopping off each other.
Apparently. But that's why they
But you all look like absolute supermodels.
But so how could they not be?
How
imagine just
not?
Being an entire, like, community of just hot,
and they're
fit,
all,
young people.
They're all, like, the... prime species, you know what I mean?
They're
all,
the blueprints.
They're like, all of us are like, bum, bum,
yeah.
like bad backs and shit.
Pentadactyl limbs.
And if all, they could have just leave us all in the past, start their own little community.
Oh my God, yeah.
And just make these, like, superhero
selective
children.
Breeding.
Yeah.
As they should. No.
Maybe they shouldn't.
Maybe they shouldn't do it.
Because I wouldn't make the cut.
Also, I think that's like some far-right thinking, I think. That we shouldn't be getting into in this podcast. And we don't know much about it, but hot.
Also, what I do love about the Olympics this year is that they're talking about mental health more openly.
Yeah.
Because the amount of pressure that these athletes are under.
I wouldn't be able for it.
Like Simone Biles just dropped out because she was feeling like she needed mentally, she wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I love how the Olympics itself is coming up being like, we support you.
And then people chiming in who be in a bog of breath going up the stairs, right?
Yeah.
And can barely do it. And they've the audacity to comment on someone else's choice to not participate in
literally,
the Olympics.
Everyone who like is shading or for dropping out, I just want to comment underneath their posts and go, do a cartwheel. Just go, do a
so
cartwheel,
so true,
babe.
Do a cartwheel,
you
love.
Because you fucking can't.
You can't, you stupid prick.
You stupid prick.
But
Piers
so true.
Morgan, you can't do a cartwheel. So
also, Simone Biles, because she was coming up with these caliber of moves that were so
She's
difficult.
Unreal.
The judges didn't know how to score her because
She's
they
unreal.
Were moves that they'd never seen
yeah.
before. So they were like, how can we even score this fairly when we've never seen anything like it? Imagine you doing that.
She's unreal.
Lads, I get the gawks if I tilt my head back too far. Like, I find it scary. And
no,
she's
you're
there
getting,
going,
don't sell yourself short. You're getting good at the handstands in the gym.
No, that, but that's going forward. I could
oh,
never
go back.
Go back.
Okay.
That's always been my thing. I can, but that's just my mentality for life.
Yeah.
It's always forward,
let's,
never
let's
go back.
Unpack that. Let's unpack. But anyway, it's just great that they're talking about mental health.
Love that.
Because as well, they're in the prime physical condition of their lives, but that comes with so much pressure. Anyway,
speaking of prime physical condition, right? Our boy, Joe Wicks, our number one. Did anyone
is
see?
Is he number one?
I feel like he is. See, people kind of went off that time. Remember there was a video of him doing the fart? And I was kind of saying it was kind of hot. I get the odd message from people being like, how was the video hot? Like, someone messaged me and said they stay awake at night thinking about why I found that hot. And also, I can't explain it. Stop shaming me, right? But,
don't kink shame Kevin.
But he dropped another video during the week and golden because in it he says, I'm not sure if anyone's seen it, he says, one word, two syllables, motivation. And again, I was just so turned on. I was like, he is the ultimate himbo, isn't he?
I think it was a PR stunt.
I think it would have to be.
I think he goes, like, I got so much press for farting on the live.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get press for being someone who doesn't know what syllables are.
I say he was Puerto Rican because everyone was talking about like the athletes and like their,
the
and you know that he's like the fitness king or whatever. And then there's these young fellas coming up from the woodwork who are like 18 and they're like, you know,
it's comedy.
It's comedy.
I love it.
It's absolute comedy. Also, Joe Wicks, if you're listening.
I was like,
you didn't know what I was
going
to do
like,
there.
What are you going to say?
Like, the fact was last minute. I was going to say,
I'd
like,
have Joe Wicks on the pod.
I'd have him on the pod.
He's so cute.
He's so cutie.
I want to squeeze his cheeks.
And also,
and not the ones on his face, girlies.
I do more than squeeze him. No, chaos.
Chaos. Let's move on to the team.
Let's move on to the
team.
This is becoming too much.
Okay, so the team for this week is There's No Place Like Home.
Alexa, play It's My House by Diana Ross.
Ugh.
Oh,
we had to.
Bop.
I love her.
I love this on a Sunday. Remember I bought you the Diana Ross vinyl for your record player? Do you still have it?
Yeah, I play it all the time. I like, this gives me like poolside sipping energy.
Yeah.
When you have a drink by the pool.
And choreographed legs on the deck chair.
Oh my God, yeah.
Half time. It's my house and I live here.
There's a disco ball somewhere.
There's a welcome mat at the door. And if you come on in, me to my grinder hookups. Me take off your shoes, girl. I put it there. Everything you see is with love and care.
It just feels like a hug. Doesn't it just feel like
it
a hug?
It does. I don't know any other song like this. Alexa, stop. Oh, I love
really?
That bit. Yeah. I know, but we have to be careful copyright.
Oh, yeah.
We have to be careful. That's
I
the
just
thing.
Wanted her to get to the bit where it was like, and it was built for love.
Now keep it.
Ma. Diana wouldn't care what key I'm singing in
bed. It's only about effort. But come here, there's no place like home. Neil ain't tinta on marahinta on fame.
Neil on ma. I don't know why I have that tattooed on my. No, I don't.
No, you have a different thing.
I have Cavan an Talish an Leoch tattooed on my head.
That's a gorgeous one.
Ni Lantin Ton Mar the Heen Ton Fain.
That was good pronunciation as well.
Don't
I just think.
Patronize me.
I'm not being patronizing, I'm just saying it was really good.
Thank you.
Imagine if at the end of The Wizard of Oz, if Judy Garland, Dorothy, pops up and goes, Níl aon tinn tom ar a tinn tom féin, and ends up back in the Gaeltacht.
It's long the fall, the Cara, Dorothy.
It's missing a mass.
Flies off, she just screams, Chucky girl off.
Dorothy, big make to new Lilith. All the international girlies are going,
what's going on? It's called Gwelga, babes. Look it up.
Also, we're putting Gwelga. These gays are putting Gwelga on the map. We need to do an Irish ape.
No, because I can't speak fluent Irish. I just want to know more Irish so we can bitch about people on the tube more.
That's my main motivation for wanting to do it.
So the theme for this week is there's no place like home. Mm-hmm. No copyright infringement.
Click, click, click. Also, I feel like they'd come for us.
But also, like, fuck off, you know what I mean? Yeah, we're a small, independent podcast.
MGM, piss off.
Anyway, but what we were talking about it the other day, that, like, when you first move away from home, mm-hmm. you just move into a house and you don't really make it a home, right? You just kind of, like, put up with the shitty furniture, put up with everything that's wrong with it, and you're just happy to be, like, in your own space.
Well, I was sleeping on your pullout for 3 months. I would do, like, a night. I wouldn't even do it. I'd say no. But like, if I had to do a night on someone's couch, like,
oh,
nowadays,
I won't be sleeping
I wouldn't
on
even
couch.
Do it, because like, the thing is, I just value my sleep too much these days, girlies. When you're a busy girl, you need those aids.
And as well, we're late 20s, our backs.
It's our backs, yeah. That's what I'm most concerned about. We did a dance class there the other night on Patreon, right? For the Patreon girlies. Shout out to everyone who came, smashed it.
What a laugh.
And there was a move that, because PJ was choreographing it, we had to like whip the head. And usually I'd be well able... I haven't been able to move my head. Well, I just did it there, so I obviously can.
But like,
but you know what I mean?
Difficult.
It's definitely restricted. There's definitely some restriction there.
But there was definitely, like, the first 3 years I lived in, four I'd even say.
Yeah.
Like, the furniture I was with was all shift furniture. I had no, like, proper, like, towels.
Babe, we only sorted out this gaff last year in the pandemic because we had no other choice.
Ever since we've done a few bits to our gaff to make it feel more homely, we've been weak for ourselves.
Oh my God, the payoff has been tenfold.
The mental health benefits are
completely. And thing is, well, we did all this on a budget as well.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everything was half nothing. Facebook Marketplace. The lamp was a spend, was she?
IKEA, like.
How much was she? 60 quid?
No, I think it was more like 30 or something.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
She's one of my favourite purchases.
She's
as well, by
face,
the way.
Yeah.
I love her. But you're so right. Like, once you sort your space out, it does make so much of a difference. Even when I change around the positioning of the bits in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I look forward to, like, sleeping.
But the little tweaks we've made to the gaff has definitely turned this from a house into a home. And there is a difference, girlies.
There's a complete difference.
House, the physical building. Home... full of love and care.
State of mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
And also the people you've in it, I want to say.
Aww.
Now, going back to Irish homes, right? I just think Irish homes are in like a category of home of themselves.
Oh, okay,
right?
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
Homes differ all over the world, right?
But there's definitely like some common themes within Irish homes that we should dive into.
That we definitely need to dive into, right? And if you want to get a pen and paper with you, or just make a note on your phone or however you're listening, right? And you need to put a tick next to each of these tropes, right?
Or make it a drinking game.
Or make it a drinking
game. And do a shot every time this applies to you.
Right. Okay, so...
drinkaware. Daddy.
Any of the super value tokened furniture.
Yes, especially the trunk.
Trunk is worth 2 points.
Do you know the super value trunk that lifts up and you can store things in?
As soon as you said there were trunk, I knew exactly what you're on about.
Everyone in Ireland was doing the super value stamps.
But there's also the chest of drawers, and there's also do you have the narrow cabinet at all? We use that for our socks on the landing.
On cabinets, every Irish household has a dresser where they store all the fancy plates that no one ever uses.
No one ever touches, ever.
But it's always on display.
Always there.
I think we got ours from Super Value, did we?
We got rid of ours, but we had it.
Every
so
Irish household had it.
Everyone's had it, and it's just like a thing that's not done anymore. Like, if there is new people moving into a home.
I think we should bring them back.
I feel like they were glamour.
How glam is having just a big chest of drawers just for your plates to be displayed on.
But that you don't even use.
That you don't even use.
Or like if someone comes round, right, who isn't familiar with the whole display of
and
plates.
And they try, when someone tried to grab a cup from the display cabinet, we'd be like, what are you doing?
Or you just tell them, you're like, oh yeah, these are whatever, we'll say Denby, they're very expensive. And then your guest is like, oh my God, stunning. And you're like, but we don't even use them. That's bad bitch energy. That's a bad bitch move.
We paid loads of money for these plates.
To not use
that
them.
That we don't even use.
But it is kind of madness, isn't it?
But Irish homes are banned from not using things like the spare room. You were talking to me about the room.
The spare room. We can talk about the spare room. Now, we the don't have a spare room.
It's the good front room.
The good front room.
So, you like, a lot of times growing up, you'd have a room in an Irish household that they only use for special occasions.
So you'd get the confirmation photos in there and stuff.
The Debs pics before they go out.
Or if there was like someone like coming over to visit who wouldn't be a frequent visitor, your mum would always take him into the good room.
You know you're a guest if you're in the good room. You know you're a family if you're not allowed. If you're not allowed in the good room, you're practically family, right?
It's actually a really important part of like understanding
where you are in
the family hierarchy or the like the friendship hierarchy of an Irish family, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It really is.
Like, none of my friends or my sister's friends would have been allowed in the good front room. But we don't have a good front room, do we?
We don't have one really.
We
either.
Have two front
you
rooms.
You do have two.
But none of them are really good. No, they're nice, like, no shame.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, like, they're not like.
As in, like, protective covers. About them,
yeah, I know
mean.
What you mean. I feel like the good room is also where, you know, when your mum be buying extra bits of Christmas.
And then she saves
they're
them.
They're stored in there, aren't they?
The pack of potatoes are.
The bag of potatoes and the cans are stored
and
inside
the fizzies,
there.
And the fizzies,
and the fizzy drinks.
What else? Every Irish household has religious paraphernalia.
Religious paraphernalia.
Peppered throughout.
Tenfold.
So, growing up, all the older houses, they always have a water font. What are they called?
Holy water font.
Holy water font when you go in.
It's the finger for the holy water font.
And also,
holy water font, but make it gay. You with the bent wrist.
And also, my gaff has
Sacred Heart.
A Sacred Heart.
I found the Sacred Heart petrifying.
It's a bulb that comes out of the wall, girlies, that lights up red. And then we have Jesus on top of
it. It's a frame, like, with a bulb in it.
No, but this one is, like, fixed to our wall.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I feel like, should we get a holy water font for the house?
And fill it with poppers.
I was going to say glitter. But that's just the different types of gay we are. I was going to say glitter, you know, to put, like, glitter on your heart before you pop out.
Well, how funny would it be if it was poppers?
Is it a bit sacrilegious to be talking about that? It wouldn't be we wouldn't call it a holy water font, we just call it a gag.
It'll be
font.
A holy water font, but instead of, like, Mary or whoever to be
Madonna.
Featured, like, I was going to say Gaga.
Because
we're not
Gaga.
50 years old. Sorry, Phil and Bear. Like, Madonna's an old gays game, right? Gaga for the new gays.
Yeah, but Madonna... Anyway, we're not getting into this again.
Oh,
I was going to say, on the Irish homes, right, I will never forget the two-tone wall. The two-tone
the
wall.
Two-tone wall.
With the data rail in between, had the people of Ireland in a chokehold for 10 years.
It was on the foot of every homemaker.
It was as if you didn't do two tones in your hall, because it was almost like, not a symbol of wealth, but it was like peak Celtic tiger, because it was like, we're not going to do one colour. We're going to do two.
Because we can afford it, babe.
Because we can afford two colours.
And also, if you have a conservatory, you did well in the Celtic Tiger.
You did well in the Celtic Tiger if you have a conservatory.
Everyone just goes, what are we going to do with all this money? Let's get a conservatory.
Let's get a glass bit out the back.
No, I have one that's gorgeous.
Your conservatory is stunning.
It is gorgeous.
And I feel like in my future home, I'd love a conservatory for breakfast bits.
Yeah.
I just feel like breakfast in the conservatory, there's something so European about it.
So beautiful.
You know what I mean? Also, honourable mentions to these other tropes. I keep saying trope and I'm not sure if I'm using
home
the right
context. Home comforts, I want to say.
Home comforts in an Irish home, right? Yeah. Okay, so the population of Ireland was obsessed with having a reclining chair in the living room.
Oh!
Obsessed with it.
Everyone
I feel like
recliners.
I feel like someone saw it in one of their friends' gaffs and then the whole of Ireland just said, we can't go without.
They were all talking about it in the pub. Once you infiltrate the Irish pub and like it becomes a trend in the pub, you have to get it.
You have to get it.
Yeah.
Also, I do love going home because you can take unreal naps on the recliner.
Another thing that was popular in the pubs that filtered its way into every Irish home, the George Foreman grill.
The George Foreman grill.
George Foreman was another person who had Ireland by the throat.
Yeah, by the throat.
And is what everyone just thinks they're being the picture of health. Babe, just because you fry burgers on the grill, on the George Foreman grill, and you see a bit of grease drip off the bottom of it, doesn't mean you should be eating them every night.
We thought we were in the running for Ireland's fittest family because we used the George Foreman every night of the week.
No. Very good toasty.
The toasties slap.
Very good toasty.
The toasties slap in a George Foreman. And this, you
this
can have
this
one
sponsored.
For free, George. This ain't sponsored. They slap,
and it's still
don't
going,
they?
The George Foreman grills.
We still have our one at home, right? Hilariously, we whip it out of the box because we don't have the space for it in the cabinets, right? So we keep it in the extension, right? In the like spare room kind of thing. and we whip it out, and honestly, I only use it for the toasties, because just the thing toasties, is, yeah, the clean up for anything else, you'll be cleaning it for days.
Surely on the newer models, there's easier way to clean it.
Surely an easier way. Now, my mum does have a hack where, I don't know, is there even a point of people still using them?
I want to know.
Where, so you get some Bounty, like kitchen roll, wet it, bit of fryer liquid, and put it over it, and leave it when it's hot, like when it's warm, and just close it down, and basically, like, that just gets rid of all the fat, like the hard bits, and like breaks through it.
There you go, girls. Like,
and then it just wipes off the end. It actually does make such a difference.
Stunning.
Also, because this applies to myself, right? Yeah. Every Irish home who had a son who did woodwork, they have the woodwork spice rack.
Yes.
Or the teapot holder. And mine are still going strong.
The teapot holder.
Actually, I think they're gone, are they?
No, the spice rack I made in woodwork is still a proud place in the kitchen.
Now, mine looks shocking. Joins all over the gaff.
And I made all my brothers and sisters them for Christmas 1 year.
Oh.
Because I had no money.
That's lovely though.
And I couldn't say they were shit because I made them with my hands.
Gorgeous.
Stunning.
And sentimental value, and that's what matters.
So, girlies, we're in our late 20s. Mm-hmm. It's time to start.
Don't remind me.
It's time to start making our houses more like a home.
Did I sound like Samantha from Sex and the City there?
No.
Don't remind me.
But also, is the plural of houses? Houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, and homes.
Houses. See, were you going to say heist? Because mouse and mice.
No.
I feel like I'm about to say heist.
Anyway, it's time to make our house more of a home. And who better to help us do that than Ireland's very own Laura DeBarra.
Hailing from Cork City, Laura has a degree in fashion design from the University of Edinburgh.
Woo.
She now works as a property portfolio developer and illustrator and has amassed a significant following on Instagram, where she shares her tips and tricks on how to keep your gaff looking gorge. She is also a number one best-selling author.
Yes, we love to see
it. If you don't mind, she's witty, she's iconic, she is the gaff goddess. She is Laura DeBarra! Sorry, but how do I get a gig as just introing people for the rest of my life? I love doing it.
Anyway, it's not about Kevin, it's about you, Laura. Welcome to the show, babe.
Welcome, Laura.
Thanks.
Now, we're at your gaff, so thanks for welcoming us.
Thanks for welcoming. There's building works going on in our gaff, lads, and we couldn't record there.
Also, we are mortified because you are the gaff goddess, and we were like, we're going to have to do a deep fetching clean.
You'd be throwing shade at us.
We're like, we need to get the vinegar out.
I would never, ever.
I feel like you wouldn't to our faces.
When you go into people's houses, do you get like, oh, what's going on here? Or you're too nice, are you?
No, I'm a total bitch. But I would never, with other people's houses, I wouldn't. Because I find it more interesting. I'll never be like, oh, stay to that. Or like, throw shade. Yeah. I'm more like, oh, this is so interesting. I can see that this person loves to do this or loves to do that. Or I can see where someone's like tripping up or making themselves almost late by a layout of a room and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I think it's, when I was first started out, when I was growing one portfolio for an investor, I was like going to maybe 15, 20 viewings a week. So I was in and out of people's houses constantly.
All the time. In and out. Like myself and now the boys' gaffs. I'm joking.
Listen, I hear you. But I think that kind of makes you, you just get really interested in how people live within their space, but it's never judgmental.
Yeah.
And I also hate that thing where, like, you know, there's loads of TV shows out there where, like, people are almost, like, trained to go into people's houses and, like, clutch their pearls, and it's like, like, that's someone's home. Like,
someone's home. It's so true.
Exactly.
Like, even my own family home and stuff, it's not a feckin' show home, but I'm like, actually, it's feckin' my house, you know what
exactly.
I mean? And my mum and dad did themselves, and, like, there's so much pride in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. A lot goes on within your home. The visual is the very, very end. You think about, like, your family home, you grew up there, the love there, the growth, like, also, like, if you live
the
on
fights.
Your own, it's just, oh my God, we literally tear strips off each other in behind our doors. But, like, I think it's, like, people forget that, and especially when, kind of, the way things have gone out with Instagram and TV shows and pictures and all that, like, the home is, the visual of the home is nothing.
You know? Now, having said that, I feel like when I do have my gaff, am I going to be crazy?
Feeling forced though, babe.
But you can do it, like, I love the way things look. So, like, I set it all, it all up into little zones, and, like, if you look around, like,
guys, the gaff is,
it's
stunning.
All, but it's a little, it's like just little moments, you know, like, of, like, I like have one section because I know I do something every morning, so that's set up for that. Like, that's, you know,
really
that's how
that.
You kind of bit,
like,
and bit
ritualistic.
By bit. Yeah.
I love that.
What I love is, like, even your space here. It's like, you can tell it's practical, but it's still glamour.
It's
you
glamour,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I love about you. You
and I'm loving all your illustrations around the place as well.
Gorgeous.
Brothel chic is what I like.
Brothel chic.
Or I always think, would they, like, would it be in a Ferrero Rocher ad? That's what I always think.
Oh my god, that's a good question. We need to get that on a bracelet.
Like
on
if a you t-shirt. Pick up a glass, yeah. You're like, would it be in it? It would.
Also, she had a gorgy like Irish mammy spread for us when we came in.
It was so load of fruit stunning.
Also on Versace plates.
Versace plates, girls.
Oh my god.
Come on, if I can't pull it out for you, who am I gonna pull it out?
Exactly. I mean, if you're not gonna pull it out for the girls.
Do you know what I mean? Some of my friends will be watching out, like she didn't fucking bring them out for
You just want Versace plates level, girls.
Do you know what I mean?
So take it back to when it all kind of blew up and started. Mm-hmm. So you were like doing property management, right?
Yeah, like I was. So the easiest way to describe it is property management, even though like I had to do loads more than it. Like I had gone in as decorating flats and then my boss was like, actually, can you take care of all the tenants? And I was just putting, I just had a private Instagram. Like I was learning on the job. So I'd be like, did you know you could do this if your dishwasher does this? And did you know you could do this?
Yeah.
And then it was more like people would find out from their friend or their sister, did you see this account? Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I loved that because I was like, oh my God, it's dinner party chat. Like, as in, and when people would add me, I'd be like, oh my God, how did you get here?
It's like a secret club.
Yeah. Literally. And I was like, you can't come in unless like you're into it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And if you're not into it, you're not going to bother adding me. So like, I loved it like that at the start. Well,
that makes so much sense, doesn't it?
It's such a nice way to start it because you keep the community like of like just nice people.
Secret society.
And at the time, a lot of cleaning accounts were coming up.
Okay.
And like
Mrs. Hinge found rotting.
Literally. I mean, I was like, I don't want it to like get into that wave. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want pressure.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want it to be confused, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I also was, it was just my personal Instagram.
When you started though, was there like one video that like kind of took off where you were like, okay, so this is becoming more serious?
Yeah, like usually I'd just be like, oh, I didn't realize that you could fix this by doing this, or like these air vents in the kitchen that if you twist them in and out, they open and close and like all that kind of stuff. Because my boss was like, I'd have to come and get every single cost signed off and like, if you ever work for an investor, they're scary, right? Because they're just like, wait, what? Like, cut the cost on that. So I just started doing it myself, Googling it and figuring it out. So I started putting up bits for the dishwasher. People just went mental for it. Because I think everyone has one in their home like that. Sorry, it's more likely that you have one in your home than, let's say, an air vent.
Yeah.
It was a more kind of accessible thing.
Yeah.
And I just have this really weird fascination with appliances. I just obsessed with them. Like,
it's your kink. White goods.
Literally, it is my kink. Like, is my absolute kink. Like, I used to go to and from work almost every single day reading. Like, I'd download manuals from the most expensive appliances. Like, I would like stop. I was like, not even getting magazines anymore. Not even going on my phone.
Brilliant.
I'd be like, oh my God, I'm gonna get like this amazing like fridge today. I'm gonna read about it. So I'd like download the PDF onto my phone and read through the
manual. I love those.
But it's, if you read about what a really good fridge is doing, then you can understand how a fridge works better. And
okay.
I love it. And washing machines, oh, I just.
Really?
I love it.
I love when people are passionate about really, I'm not saying it's weird, but I'm not, it's I love when
it's
people.
Kitsch.
But I love when people are passionate about really niche things. It just, it makes me happy to watch people talk about it.
I absolutely love it.
No, I've never had a dishwasher in my life.
Well, really?
No.
We have one, but my mum doesn't really use it.
Yeah, my mum and dad never wanted to get one.
My mum's not too into hers either. It's like a hindrance, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'd be throwing everything into it though.
Oh my God, same.
Yeah,
honestly.
That.
But I think like, they're just something that usually your parents teach you about things in the home.
Yeah.
Or someone who's older than you.
Yeah.
And then there's this weird grey area now. Appliances are appliances our parents never had. Dishwashers, our parents aren't really into them.
Yeah.
And washing machines aren't like before. Like eco settings, what the fuck? Like if my grandmother would be like, excuse me.
What's the environment?
are you washing it with moss? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? So like, I don't.
Oh, does that work?
They literally wouldn't have been into it. Like, so I think. Now, so there's this grey area that we don't know, and we're paying people, and we should know.
Yeah,
you know,
that's so true.
You can live in harmony with things in your home if you understand how they work. You help them work better. You know.
Love that.
Makes so much sense, doesn't it? Just being more conscious about everything that you have in your gaff.
You
it's
have
empowering.
A relationship with it, you know. Like
Completely.
You don't slam the doors around your house. Well, maybe on occasion, but like you don't like. There's things that you're careful with in your home because you understand why you don't do it.
Yeah.
Mm. If we get kind of more familiar with other things like extractor fans, no one changes their filter in their extractor filter, like.
I gave her a scrub new last summer and I was on my hands and knees. I did remember I put it in the bag.
It's because, so Kevin started doing all these things around the house and I was like, how do you know how to do that? And then I've only figured out it's because he was following you.
I did the base of the washing machine, you know, when you take that out and you drain it.
But
you
weren't telling me it's because you were following Laura. You just wanted me to think that you were like being this boss bitch around the house.
Well, you put up something and you were like, I just copied your video basically. And PJ was like up in heat because he was like, how the heck do you know when to do that? And I was like, oh, baby. She learned. I didn't say it was because of you, but it was. I owe it to you. I wore lovely smelling clothes to you.
But don't you feel like you can, after you do something like that, you're like, fuck it, I could actually do so much around the house.
Yeah, completely. And it's like, actually, I should know how to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
like,
don't, like, that's where I think all of us, that's the hurdle that we can't get over, is that we should know these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole reason I started like the DIY thing. The main reason I did DIY was because I didn't want any man making money off the trademark. I trademarked it straight away.
Stunning.
It's a trademark.
Oh, bitch, it's trademarked.
TM.
Yes.
Like, DIY, she.iy, she-iy.
Stunning.
Like, it's, I don't want a single man touching it because...
Iconic.
When I don't want... Basically, when I was learning DIY, I'd go into the shops, they'd all be like, oh, darling, you need pink sections over here. I'd be like, I don't want the pink too. No, I kind of do want the pink too.
I know what you mean.
But I don't want them till I'm better. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, also, I know they're not going to be good quality, like, or whatever. I don't know enough better. Like, give me the tools like that people who are doing professionally are using. And then, or else I'd have people who were like, oh, you need to be, like, you can't be glam doing this. Like, this one guy DM'd me one time saying that I was letting women down everywhere. Literally the most boring man in Ireland, I'd say. Because I was wearing lipstick when I was doing DIY and I was basically being sexist. And how I dressed.
What?
You know, well, I just said to him, like, ever approach me and tell me how to dress again.
Because that's the thing, because your Instagram, and now the book, The Gas Goddess, that you release and stuff, it is a form of feminism in a way, because it's like...
But it's as well.
It's empowering. Yeah.
There's a seat for every single person at that table.
Yeah.
If DIY started to take off and there was a company behind it, it would be directed at women, it would be keeping women down. It would also be not opening up the platform. There's men out there that are, oh, you're a boy, you should know how to do DIY. Because when I would be speaking about it to my friends, I'd be saying to, like, guy friends of mine, oh, like, I learned this today, did you know about this, da, da, da. Or I'd be helping them in their house, and then they'd be like, I never learned that, is it because I'm gay? And I'm like, no, like, it's a grey area.
Yeah,
there's
these
grey areas. I'm not saying I'm the best person ever at DIY. It's home care, it's home maintenance, it's looking after yourself, it's getting a relationship with things so they last longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think DIY is for everyone, no matter how you identify, because I was sick of people being like, oh, you're a girl doing DIY, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
So it's actually tongue-in-cheek DIY.
Mm,
like, I sometimes get a bit of a hard time where they're like, oh, it's girls only DIY. But I'm like, that person will read a little more into it. They'll understand.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain it to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I do feel you're just making it more accessible for everyone. Because,
like,
when we were trying to do Up the Gaff, like, I felt like shit because I didn't know how to hang a frame. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We didn't know what to do anything, really.
We didn't know how to do anything.
When were you supposed to be taught that? Like, we had the internet growing up.
Mm.
We were busy girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
you
were
know
busy
what I mean?
On Bebo.
Literally busy. Uploading
busy on Bebo is the name of the app. You were approached by Penguin to write this book, and thus Gaff Goddess was born.
I had started putting a book together because every tenant that moved in was asking the same questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How do we do this? Or I had to do the same thing each time. Or if I ever wanted to go on holidays, I had to hand over the same stuff. So we started writing the book. Gaff Goddess was how to fix everything and kind of become like the owner of your space.
Mm-hmm.
And then Decor Galore is like how to be yourself in the space and how to buy things well and stuff I've learned through work like that, like how to buy a couch and stuff, you know.
So when's this book out, the Decor Galore one?
October 14th.
Okay. Lovely.
You can pre-order.
We have ours pre-ordered.
Love it.
Get it, girl.
Now, I was disgusted because your publicist in Penguin got on to me about a free one. I was like, babe, I already have a pre-ordered.
If anyone gets a gift of a Decor Galore for Christmas, it's
from
Kevin.
It's definitely from me. Mom, you're welcome. Enjoy the Decor Galore. So that's out October 14th, and you can pre-order it through the link in your bio. We'll also put in a note in the episode description about if you want to pre-order it. No, but even having... So we have Gaff Goddess at home at the moment, and even... It's just gorgeous to have it on the table.
It looks stunning on the
table.
It
just looks stunning.
But also, it's so good for when we want to, like... If we're like, oh, how do we do that? We're on the gaff. Let's just pick up the Bible there and flip through it and have a
exactly.
stance. It's so good.
I'm glad you find it useful, because that's exactly what I wanted it to be like. You didn't have to be like, where's my toolkit? Where's my... You know what I mean? You're literally just like, I need to fix this. I want it now.
Yeah, look up the index.
And it's still glamour. Because that's what I keep going back to it, but I do think it's unreal that, like, if you're doing DIY, it doesn't need to be like, oh, wait, lads, get up.
Yeah.
It's crack open the beers there.
Yeah.
It's
they
like,
do that.
Check shirts.
You can have a coupe with Prosecco in it.
It's hot, Kevin. It's hot if you're riding them. Not if you need to learn how to silicone a bat. Do you know what I mean?
See, the only thing is... if I'm not getting a fella in or a handyman to do these jobs, like, you know me, I love playing host. I love when they pay a visit.
You love offering the cup of tea.
I love offering the cup of tea. What if I'm too empowered and I'm missing out?
Well, there's things you can't do. Like, you'll always need an electrician and a plumber.
I'll always need those two. And they're the hottest, right? They are the ones that always be riding in the videos.
Plumbers, in my experience.
The plumbers. Yeah. It's just the plumbers, isn't it? The plumbers can lay pipe.
But also, as well, even knowing about it when they come in, you can be like... You're doing that right now?
Oh my god, yeah. That's maybe what I'll do. And I can just keep watch.
Yeah, keep watch.
Exactly. And then you can say things like, oh, do you think it's the inlet pipe?
Oh, that's hot.
That's hot.
And then they can be like, excuse me, are you
gay? Oh my god, yeah, divine.
Yeah.
Right, so we announced that we were doing this episode last week and we just had some listeners write in some questions. If they're having any difficulty with any home bits, if they were looking for any tips and tricks. First of all, everyone was going off being like, collab of the century. We love it. The three
and
Cork girls.
And everyone just kept calling you a bad bitch, which we agree.
You are a bad bitch. Everyone was like stating it outright. But so we have a few questions from people that we can just fire through. Right. So someone has asked, how do I get rid of damage or scratches on wooden floors for someone who is renting?
Oh, so if it's actual wood like this, right, it's a laminate. What laminate is it's pulped wood, then like usually another layer or something else, and then an actual photograph layer.
Okay.
And then a layer of like nail varnish almost, like a clear kind of resiny layer.
Okay.
So the cheaper the laminate, the thinner all the layers are, mm-hmm. the shittier the picture of wood. Sometimes you get in, you're like, that actually doesn't even look like real wood.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the photographic layer is bad. If you get scratches through it, you've actually scratched the clear nail varnish, is what I call it, at the top. You can kind of buff that out. There's loads of YouTube videos on that. If you've gone into the photographic layer, you can stain it, Q-tip, tea bag, and stain in the pattern of the wood into it as well. Exactly. Or if you want to just age the scratch, you just wet it. That'll dampen the thing underneath as well. Just a tiny little bit. Like, you just make it like darker, basically, by aging it. But usually the scratches will wear in so much. If you are renting as well, fair wear and tear is a thing.
Yeah.
A
landlord cannot come after you for scratches on land.
Oh, really? Well, that's so reassuring.
Stunning, because our gaff is covered in scratches.
Well, in London, you're more protected than Ireland.
Really?
Oh, my God. Your deposit is held by a fund that's run by
the
government. That's true. Yeah, they introduce our scheme and they can only take 6 weeks off us.
And even if they say to you, let's say you smashed a hole in that window and your deposit was $2,000 and it cost $700 to fix the window, you can say to them, can we have $1,300 now? And we can leave the $7,000 in the fund while we dispute it.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah,
oh, that's so good to know, isn't it?
Stunning.
When we got the wooden floors done back home, my mum and dad, they did the kitchen and dining area, right? All the wooden. And I remember it must have been only a few months later, my brother had his 18th and all the girls were over in the high heels.
Stilettos.
And my mum was trauma, because my mum would never be the mum, and even still, we go home, we would never like take shoes off going into the gaff. She'd like, be fine about it, right? She'd be like, no, it's my
house.
But
when they're
never.
In stilettos,
I know, but it was so funny because, like, for the whole time, and my dad was even frantic about it. My mum and my dad, I remember. And I took on the anxiety of it
of
as well.
Of course I did.
But I was literally like going around. But I remember for weeks afterwards, my mum and dad were just left shaken and stirred by the marks on the floor from
the
stilettos.
Yeah,
a load of little dots. They're still there, like, God love them. And the thing is, they had just gotten it done, you'd be reeking.
And you can, if it's real wood, you can sand it back and kind of, but it's a process. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
They couldn't be arsed.
It was laminate though, right?
No, doll, it was real.
Laminate won't.
Oh.
Unless it has a true wood layer.
It was true wood, baby. It was rose wood.
Rose wood?
It definitely wasn't rose wood, but yeah, do you know what I mean?
Right, just bought a house and I'm flat out broke. Tips for adding interior glamour with budget DIY.
First of all, congratulations.
Well done, homeowner.
How did you do it?
Something I will never be.
How did you do
it? Is this one of the stories where the parents have helped and they've chipped in 900k?
I know, right?
No, she said she's broke, so
do
I
you
feel
ever
like
see like 22-year-olds being like, so happy I could buy my first home, like blah, 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 and they do a big caption at the end and be like, just want to thank my parents for helping me out. So I'm like, your mum and dad bought
thanks
you
all
house.
My grandparents for dying.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Okay. You know what I mean? The first thing I would spend money on straight away, window dressing, just it, like £20 pair of curtains. You just want to dress windows properly. Just make sure that you don't add everything at once. If you don't have a big budget, or even if you have a massive budget, just go slow.
Okay.
Like, if you, I would just paint all the walls back to a simple color. If you've already got that done, if it's already white or whatever, I would just focus on, like, as I was saying earlier, like your anchors, like curtains. Lighting is so important, and it's so cheap. Just get rid of the big lights.
Yeah.
Just only have them on if you've like dropped your earring or something. Lamps in different places. Light up the room according to the task. Like in Decor Galore, it tells you all the temperatures of the lights for different things.
Stunning.
Because lighting raises and lowers your melatonin, so it actually makes sure whether you can sleep well or not.
I was just going to say, for getting to bed at night.
There's also a stereotype that gays don't turn on the overhead light, and it's so true. Except you love the overhead light in the living room.
No, I don't. You said this before.
You love it?
No, when we're eating dinner, you need the lights on.
No, you want the atmospheric light.
No, PJ turns on the hob hood light. And he,
calls
that atmospheric. Yeah. Baby, that's that one bulb. That's one singular bulb.
And it probably is a bluer light, but that is ambience light.
I wouldn't call it atmospheric. That's the hob.
You're going to have to get a dinner lamp.
Yeah. We need a dinner lamp.
Like, that's my dinner lamp.
Oh, gorgeous.
So oh, love the dinner
that's
lamp.
That's why it's positioned there.
Yeah. For everybody listening, it's a lamp adjacent to the table. Nice little, like, warm light.
Crystal kind of
stand.
It was
up to you, it'd be in the middle of the table, you know, like when you go to
Yeah. No, I like where it is.
Then you just light up your dining zone, and then when you leave it, you turn it off. You feel like you're going into different rooms. So focus on your main anchors, right?
Main anchors.
So I would pare everything back. Don't think that you need to spend loads of money on stuff. Get nice window dressing. I would make sure that you have, like, your lighting sorted, your zones, placement of furniture. Just make sure that while you're saving up to do little spends on the house and stuff like that, you're living well within it. Mm-hmm. This thing where, like, we've got to sit on garden furniture for years and years and years, where we make of the money and then splurge it all without much thinking, that's over.
Okay.
Slowly build. Like, make the most of what it is right now. Just add little things. But you do need good lighting, window dressing, things on the walls as well. I just think they're the little touches that you can add for personality, but it's not expensive.
Yeah. Right, someone else has asked, is wallpapering a job for a DIYer or a SHIYer? See what I did there? Or do I need to call in the professionals? I'm trying to save some monies.
I would always attempt most things myself.
Yes.
Like, but preparing is key.
Yeah.
Just pour a glass of wine, watch loads of YouTube videos, just in an evening, understand the task at hand. Wallpapering is all about precision, like hanging it, preparing the surface, like as long as you know what you're getting into, you're the best judgment of your capability, right? Watch 4 or 5 YouTube videos on someone wallpapering and explaining it and think, I'd like to do that, I'd get a kick out of it, I could be good at it. If it's not where your strengths lie, call someone in.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of prep. Like, you've got to make sure the surfaces are perfect and everything's straight.
Okay.
But there are amazing YouTube videos out there where they'll show you how to line everything up perfectly. But it is not something you necessarily need an expert for.
Yeah.
But an expert will always do a better job than you.
Yeah. Question back to this user. Why are you wallpapering? Who wallpapers anymore?
People love wallpaper.
Really?
I feel like I love a wallpaper.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a paint girl.
I'm a paint girl as well.
I love paint as well, but like, just, I know we've kind of moved beyond the whole one feature wall with the wallpaper. But just sometimes I just think, or even in a children's room, I'm like, give me a print.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Paint me a mural.
Yeah, or like, I'd paint something.
I think
on
mural
the
is very Shoreditch, is it? Very Shoreditch.
In a child's room.
I don't think kids are short.
In me and Hosea's child's room, it'll be me and him as angels floating.
That was
child.
An episode of Modern Family, and it was just you're literally just recreating it, and it's worrying.
It's inspiration.
I think just getting them to make their own little stamp.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute. But that's practically wallpapering. Well, it's not.
That's painting.
Well, you wanted to just get a brush and a roller, and you didn't want to do the prints with the handprints, so stop trying to claim it.
Wallpaper, I think, is big for like under the stairs, bathrooms and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
The wallpaper can be gorgeous. It's just hard to get it up and hard to get it down.
Hard to get up and down, yeah.
Insert pun.
Okay. I was racking my brain for
me too. I was like,
how
can
we
do
this?
We
were all panicking.
Okay,
lastly, someone said, I'm not allowed to paint, but one of the rooms is such an ugly, dark shade of purple. Help. Babe, you're lost,
purple.
I'd say. Are you?
It's literally criminal.
Lost cause.
Criminal.
What can they do?
What could you do? What can you do?
I would just distract. What I would do, I say this actually in Gaff Goddess, you disguise or you enhance.
Okay.
I would, if I had a purple wall that I could not get away from, in Pinterest, write purple wall bedroom, purple wall living room, and watch how someone has actually made one look nice.
Look nice, okay.
You'll probably have to go through loads that you think are absolutely wrong.
Yeah, horrid.
But there'll be someone who's either really enhanced it, made it like quite boho and they've used a lot of texture, or like there could be a certain colour that actually makes it look okay.
Yeah.
They could use a lot of foliage, like it could be frames, like, I don't know basically, I don't want to know either, but I'm joking. There's always going to be that original trend that triggered that purple paint being made. So I would go straight onto Pinterest, Google purple wall inspiration, blah, see who's done it well, and just take note of why does that look good and why doesn't mine look that good.
Or what about if it's in like a living space?
The gaff goddess,
or
babe.
Wallpaper.
But I've read the book, darling.
Yeah, but that doesn't make
what
you
about
the
bowl of M&Ms in the middle? So when people come in, instead of going to the walls, they go.
They're looking at
and
the
they go,
M&Ms.
Someone comes in, a guest comes in, they're like, "Oh my god, that man!" And you're like, "M&Ms."
Was
you
there,
know what I mean?
Was there M&M's on the table in New York?
There was M&M's.
There was.
You look straight
I think
at them.
That's what's happened.
I saw them straight
I saw the M&M's. I haven't been able
in.
To get them out of my head.
I saw the M&M's.
Were they peanuts?
They're over there, grab some.
Are they peanuts?
Yeah.
I'll have one.
Bring
we're
them over.
Sucky, sucky. Which you know me? I love to get up and move around.
It's not an ASMR podcast at all.
Oh my god. And I love the little bowl.
Did you not bring one for me?
No, I just got one. Sorry, Dan. I can have this one with you.
I'm grand, thanks, Corona.
I'm not that hungry. I'll just have half. I don't need a half. That'd be my lunch now.
You're not gonna
you
eat
didn't
it.
Even eat it.
Oh, girls, it's only for effect. I don't eat chocolate. Girls, I don't eat chocolate. I'm joking, I do. But it'll be all my
just
teeth.
Just eat it, babe.
Okay.
Eat it closer to the microphone.
Eat it. If I turn off the podcast, it's
yeah, people are turning off. Anyway. Right, so they were the questions. Kamir, you're a wealth of knowledge. You have it all.
Thanks.
You have it all,
you really
John.
Are the gaff goddess.
You really are the gaff goddess. Right, so just leading on from the questions, right? What are, like, things that you...
Sorry, Kevin just, like, casually put his elbow on my shoulder.
It's because I'm trying to angle
okay.
my face to
okay.
the cam.
Sorry, continue.
Is it?
Kind of,
okay.
like this.
Continue.
That's my good side.
No,
so you're
no,
on
no.
my good side, which is good for me, but bad for the record. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But anyway, you don't need to worry about it. It's just a subconscious thing. I realistically have two good sides.
You're both stunning from every angle.
I'm literally paranoid now that I have a bad
No, you're
side.
Gorgeous, babe.
But what are things in a gaff, right, that when you go in makes you, like, shudder? Like, cold sweat. Like, that you can't hack in a gaff.
Crush velvet
would be a big one for
let's,
us.
Let's
like.
Call a spade a spade.
Let's call a spade a spade and let's call
crush velvet.
And I'm, like, I know that some people will look at things that I like in interior and be like, that is fucking rotten.
Yeah. Completely, because it's all...
Yeah, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Things like when they're like, the hob is decorated and...
Are people decorating hobs?
There's this trend, like off the Instagram kind of cleaning trend, there's this thing where you kind of like use your hob almost like it's a centerpiece. So you put like
oh, no.
a big fake floral display on top of it.
Not on the hob.
Not on the hob. Fire hazards.
And also just like, not on the hob.
Not on the hob.
You don't want to be drawing the oil into the hob, do you?
But also, it's what, like, I just don't think every single thing needs to be decorated.
No.
You know?
Also, the flowers will be dripping in because of all the...
Airborne grease.
All the greasy
less
bits
is more.
Coming off
yeah.
the hob.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, like, yeah, I'm not too into... I think a lot of property developers, rather than, let's say, like, people living in the homes, the property developers are paring everything back, making everything great. Now, there's nothing... Grey can actually be absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
But they go that step too far.
No, everything's too grey for me these days, Laura Tavara.
Kids growing up, are they developing, like, eye... Like, colour?
No.
In their eye? Like, as in it...
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, like, just grey. It can't be good for you.
No.
Like, there's a reason that loads of kids...
Melancholy.
Yeah.
Melancholy. Depression.
Do I love it?
All the grey.
Because no, see, grey is
oh my god, I can see you.
Grey is in my colour wallet. I went to a colour specialist and elephant grey is in there.
And he mentions it every episode.
Do you know my mum did that? Do you have a little book that you carry
I have the book, I have a wallet today if I'm going
to
shopping.
And then she'd make you hold the book and she'd be like, is it in my colours?
Yeah, that's what he's like.
It's the best ever.
You and my mum would love
it. But it's true, it's a science. Just like the arrangement of your home. Like the colouring, you know what I mean? But it's the best thing, and elephant grey is there, and I just think...
But your whole house doesn't need to be elephant
grey. But babe,
gray.
I'm enough colour in myself, I think. You know what I mean? I'm that splash of colour in the home.
Then go white.
White. I love my, I'm a bold colour gal. I like my burgundy
really?
Reds, my
know.
Forest
passion
greens.
Deep.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More fun.
Right, anything else that makes you want to get sick? You're welcome to the gaff.
I think it's never usually people who've made the decisions in the house that make me cringe. It's usually like, oh, the landlord has not even thought about this person.
Okay.
They literally
you.
Have just, like, the black leather couches.
Mm.
They're not thinking about somebody sitting down watching, like, a Real Housewives, like,
yeah.
reunion special, putting this in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But those black leather couches actually make me gawk. Every time I see them, I'm just like, you don't give a shit about who lives in here.
Literally.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you see that a lot when you're like coming into an apartment? Do you just feel like, oh, what were they thinking? Like, yeah. No one's going to want to live here.
It's where most of my consultations end up, like, because when I go out and, let's say, if I assess a place and I come back, the investor will have said to me, like, oh, we don't want to spend much here. And then when I explain it to them, I'm like, you'll actually get a tenant for longer who wants to live here, who's happy.
Exactly.
If you just get rid of this crap and get in this, or enhance this, or change this, or, like, give them this. And then they're like, oh, no, we'll just spend the money on this other thing. And I'm like, no one wants that.
Yeah.
People want nice lighting. Mm-hmm. They just don't want your taste in here. They want to be able to add their own taste.
Yeah.
Like, just pare it all back. Like, it's usually somebody, a landlord trying to, cut costs that drives me mad in a house.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I love you fighting for the tenants.
Yeah, fighting for the tenants.
You have to, like, no one thinks about it. No TV show goes, oh, let's work on what we have, or a small budget, or this is all about you living life. Like, grand designs, all of that. It's like, I'm not, like, this rich person, and I'm watching a rich person design their dream house. And what, that's the most successful TV show?
Yeah, it's mad.
I love grand designs, but you're so right. You'd be nearly depressed afterwards because you're kind of going, Jesus, will I ever live in that?
And that's why I think why people like love all your stuff, because you're for renters as well. You're like, you're not like, oh, you need to own the gaff. You're like, okay, if you're renting, these are the kind of tweaks you can do, and you don't have to break the bank. Like,
yeah, and when most people buy, like, the girl who messaged in there, like, she's now broke because she's bought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a minority that has a load of money when they move in somewhere, and they usually hire somebody.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're usually actually more removed from the property than someone who has no money.
Completely,
You know?
And as well, it's also, like, gone are the days where, like, we're like, oh, look at my house, look how successful I am, look how stunning it is. It's like, everyone knows it's fucking expensive to buy gas, it's expensive to rent, and it's expensive to do it up. I like that we're just calling it out and being like, so, like, here's how you hack it to still live in a beautiful gaff for cheap.
And it's usually a deposit that's holding people back, because, like, my rent is more than someone who I know who's actually living in a bigger place than me, and they've
bought
the place.
Isn't that soul destroying?
Depressing.
It's the worst ever, and they're like, how can you prove to us that you'll be able to pay this mortgage off? And I'm like, because, babe, I've been paying more
rent.
Than that in rent
my whole life.
Every month.
I know, it's
you
mad,
silly
goose.
Well, the thing is, as well, I know we talk shit about it, but, like, our gaff in Stratford as well.
It's lovely.
It's a heart.
No, it's covered in mould.
Covered in mould.
Oh my God, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, you're
the mould. Come here. I did get rid of the mould in the bathroom.
Yeah, but you get rid of the visible mould, but I can still feel it in the walls.
The cause of the mould. Like, what? You've got, if you don't...
The cause of the mould is PJ was keeping the window...
No, it's not.
...closed in the bathroom.
You should be able to keep the window closed and still if it's well ventilated.
Exactly, Kevin, to me.
Is there a vent?
Yeah,
that should be... Have you held tissue up to see if it's working?
No.
Okay.
That's so why we need you.
When you get home tonight... 4 squares of tissue. Just do 2.
Don't direct this to PJ. He won't do it.
No,
look
I will.
Look
I
at
will.
Me. PJ's not going
to
look at me.
But he'll be able to reach the.
He'll bed. Be able to reach it. I can stand on the tub.
And as so well, then, if this works, it means I can close the window when I'm showering.
Don't tell him this tip. I just want it open, babe.
It's in Gaff Got
It. I just want it open. It's not in Gaff Got
It.
Okay.
I look it up.
But you don't like opening it in the winter because you have to have a long shower. Do you open it afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the main thing.
But he can just
we put up a poll about
this. He's having a hot shower.
He literally hates me.
Kevin's rules in the gaff.
You know what? I was actually...
Kevin's the gaff goddess
like,
in our house.
I was like, well, if there's one thing that Laura will side with me on, it'll be the keeping the window open.
We have no window in our bathroom.
Okay.
But our ventilation is strong enough that we don't need to have...
But if you did, would you open it for the shower?
Tell me
you go back
him.
To your house
don't
in Douglas
him,
and you go in and your mum inside there and you go in and have a shower and you leave the window closed.
Would I open it while I shower?
Yeah.
I definitely open it once I got out.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Stunning.
But.
No.
I,
blasphemy.
In every flat I've lived in that's had a window, I have showered with the window a crack open, right?
Yeah, okay.
But.
No.
I wouldn't.
Would you leave the girl alone?
No, but I'm just thinking, I loved you.
Kevin,
prior to this,
I'm trying to teach you that there is
she's
bigger
showing us
fish
the ways.
To fry than
the window.
I'm just disappointed. I think, you know, it's like they say never to meet your heroes, and you know what? I think they're right.
Kevin, check the extractor, and if
the extractor's
work,
fucked, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to keep the window
open. And I would keep the window open. It's okay. I would keep the window open.
Okay.
Anyway,
can we move on? You're right. Let's move on.
Just agreed to leave it open.
Yeah, I always have to. I have to do that. That's the way it goes in our house.
But it just works, doesn't it? And we live
the
in harmony.
The Gaff Goddess and our gaff.
And we live in harmony, don't
we? But now I have the power of the Gaff Goddess book. Like when you say something, I can just go, oh no, actually, Laura told us.
Oh, doll, I've read it as well, so I've that.
You're
going
to be the cause of so many fights,
no, you can
Laura
drag
Devan.
Me to one. You've got one.
Okay,
you've got one.
Okay, we have one fight to be had.
Look how
cross
he is. His arms
across. Arms across the
nose. I'm literally disgusted. Cut the cameras, dead ass.
The interview's over.
Cut the cameras, dead ass. We're gone.
Completing a complicated task would put me in a good mood for the day.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's a sense of accomplishment that comes from, like,
every time
what
you
you're
walk
doing
in,
yourself.
Like, they say that your mind is kind of programmed in that way for a positive before and after, that it's really good for... So I used to get really bad anxiety. And I remember around the time I started doing more DIY and stuff, I really started to conquer that anxiety.
Oh, amazing.
That
that's
like,
mad.
I think it was you start to get more calm in yourself and you see your power, like, almost. You know?
Yeah.
And you finish something and then every day you're walking into that bathroom, you're like, oh.
I did that.
I did that.
Unreal.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Well, now, I did go through hell because I tried to hang a big mirror. But I really
Wait, was this the circle one?
Yeah.
I think this is when I just started following
you.
Yeah.
What happened?
So I'm just...
You look so gorgeous.
So it's gorgeous, right? But if you look behind it, there's just holes in the
holes.
Grand.
Everywhere.
Stanley Yelnats holes.
I'm really impatient. Mm-hmm. And impatience and like DIY don't think mix.
That's the thing, we're very impatient.
Yeah.
Some parts. But then also... I always say a sailor never learned in calm seas, did he?
Okay.
Like, if it was just an astounding sea for the whole sailor's life, would you get into a boat with him? No, you fucking wouldn't.
Yeah.
If someone was like, oh my god, I sailed the seven seas and it was treacherous the whole time, you'd be like, you know what you're doing.
I love a sailor.
So, holes and walls mean you've probably learned something.
I actually didn't learn anything. But...
No, we still don't know. We don't know how it's up there.
Now that I have your book, it's grand, but I just wish I had it before I drilled a million holes in my walls.
Well, you know what you can do through the book? You can learn how to fill the holes.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
That's
so
what
you
we'll
get
do.
Your deposit back.
Because firstly, and as well, I was hanging like rails off my wall, but it wasn't like a load-bearing wall or whatever.
It's a stud wall.
So I was just hanging up all my clothes on these rails and I'd be so proud of myself. And then I'd leave and I'd hear like... And then all the plaster would just fall down.
Then he got a professional guy in to do it. And the guy shouldn't have done it.
The guy goes, he scammed me. He goes.
Task rabbit.
And he goes, oh my God, there's a bit of a weak wall, but I think I'll be able to do it with this and this. Put loads of glue on, done all this stuff. And then
glue?
Even more plaster came off.
He screwed it into an extent and then he added some glue.
Yeah.
He glued the rail to your wall.
Yeah,
then it came off again.
And put like really like this, it was like this, what's it called? A screw. It was like this screw. What's the word? It was like a screw, right? And it screwed in and then like split so that it like locked
into the
wall.
Yeah. So like, it can't fall back out.
Yeah.
But then that has to be sturdy enough that you can
pull
off.
Oh no, it came back out.
Oh, the only thing that was screwed was me afterwards when it all came flying off the wall.
He didn't find the stud.
No stud, no.
Have you seen the IKEA ones, the suspension ones that stick between the ceiling and the floor?
Yeah, they're gorgeous. I got a free standing one because I was just so traumatized by the whole experience.
I remember that was one of the most stressful weeks ever. Now, I used to be screaming when I'd hear the bang downstairs. I used to be screaming, I'd be like, it couldn't be gone again. It's gone again.
But now I'm grand because I have the gaff goddess, so I'm sorted.
Yeah, you are. You'll be totally grand.
Laura, it's been an absolute pleasure. We've had such a scream. Thanks for inviting us to the gaff.
You're coming to our gaff and you're all doing it all up.
Perfect. I say we get Kevin to silicone the bath.
Yeah. And then
we
test the vent when he's doing that.
Okay, you're testing the vent. You're said, I'll bring you overalls. I'll bring you all my tools.
I feel like I want to come back here because all the hot games are in Dunstan.
Listen, honestly, open that grinder.
We can do
also,
that too.
We're a 5 minute walk from the glory. Girls, we're going out.
We're going out.
I think, yeah. We're gone.
Also, Laura's new book, Decor Galore, is available to pre-order now.
Stunning.
Sorry, but look at this.
I love you giving me QVC.
I'm giving very QVC.
But look how stunning that would
I'm
look
I'm all tits and teeth.
Beautiful.
That's going to be stunning on coffee table. And also, just the name Decor. You know I'm a sucker for French.
What hair French?
J'aime beaucoup. Available to pre-order now. The link is in Laura's bio. And also, we'll add it to the episode description.
Yeah.
Laura, quel plaisir.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Love
you.
Can't
keep
wait
being
to do
iconic.
One. Yes. Keep being stunning.
You too, and thanks for having me.
Stunning.
The Gaff Goddess, Laura Tamara. Woo!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ugh, I just love to see the Cork girlies killing it.
Smashing it. And you know what? Especially the way the last year and a half has gone, right? And we've been spending so much time in our homes, mm-hmm. right? It's just shown how important it is to have a space that, like, really feels like your own
exactly.
and really, like, feels like a sanctuary. You know what I
and
mean?
And also, it's, like, doing that now and doing small things now.
Yeah.
Not always going, oh, it's grand for now, I'll just wait until. And then you're just living in, like, a shit living situation.
It's like a middle ground,
a
like,
middle ground,
purgatory.
Yeah.
Now, purgatory sounds a bit extreme.
Don't wait, girlies.
Don't wait.
Get the gaff in
start
order.
Start making the small changes now. It's so true.
And literally pick up Laura's books there on Connick.
And also, there's no place like home.
All right, Darcy.
Right, girlies, there's no Mam Knows Best this week because you've had loads of tips.
You got loads of tips.
You can't tell us we weren't giving you the advice in this set. Between
you're
the
best.
George Foreman at the start and all the other bits with Laura, ye are sorted.
Sorted.
Anyway, girlies, that's it for this week.
Go on, girls. We talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Go grab a paintbrush. Go grab a screwdriver. Off you go.
Send us all your pics of you looking glamorous doing the DIY boots.
Go on. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.